Hello, my name is Rod Conybear, and this is another adventure with Leo in the Wonderful Country, a program made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for all children everywhere and everyone who ever was a child. You'll remember that Leo is a boy who found that if he crawled through a large cardboard box in his basement, he'd find himself in the wonderful country where amazing and amusing creatures and people live. Now, here's a story involving all his friends, Seymour Snake, Priscilla Pigeon, King Fatso IV, and After, the dragon, who was named after his grandmother but likes to be called After for short. This is what they all did on a day when they thought there'd be absolutely nothing to do. Here's Leo to tell us all about it.
Did you ever have one of those days when you couldn't think of anything to do, or at least anything you wanted to do? Like anything you could think of just seemed so blah. Well, that's the way I felt last week. So I crawled through the cardboard box in the basement, and I walked along the main road in the wonderful country. Surely there'd be something to interest me. There's always something interesting going on there.
Oh, boringness. Oh, direful dullness. Oh, horrible humdrums and likewise yuck.
It was Seymour Snake sitting curled up on a rock. His green fedora was pushed over his eyes. I walked over to him. Hi, Seymour.
Me thinks I hear the sound of Leo, the talking boy.
Yep, it's me.
I'd push my hat up and look at you, except I've already seen you before. See you once, I've seen you enough.
Gee, Seymour, you sound like you're in a bad mood.
It's one of those days, Leo, when nothing seems worth anything.
Heck, that's the way I felt in the real world. I thought it might be different in the wonderful country.
I guess boresomeness is rampant everywhere. Everybody feels blah.
I sat down in the grass beside Seymour. You know, I didn't feel like street hockey or TV or even beating up my worst enemy, Sinker Stokes.
Some days you'd rather skip.
That's right.
Some days have nothing to offer. Things aren't mean enough to make you mad or good enough to make you happy. You just feel dreary, Slum.
What can we do about it?
Just sit and hope the sun will go down early.
Heck, Seymour, the sun goes down when it's supposed to. There's nothing you can do about that.
Oh, you're right, you're right. I know you're right. We're stuck with today. It's the only day there is. This is it.
Hey, maybe we could go and visit After, our friend the dragon who wears bathroom scales. He writes poetry. Maybe he'd have a poem to cheer us up.
Are you kidding? I slithered up to his cave earlier in hopes of discovering some cheerful jubilation coming from him. Forget it, Leo. He's sitting there as bored as you and me. And after that, I visited the castle to see King Fatso, and he's all hung up with hapless tediums.
Is that right?
Even Priscilla Pigeon is moping around her mansion with her beak down to her knobby pigeon knees.
So everybody's bored.
You know that, yes.
Must be something we can do about being bored.
You know, I'm even bored being bored.
Well, let's try and figure it out. What is it that we do when we're not bored?
Huh?
Imagine that we're not bored.
Imagine we're not... All right, we're not bored.
Why not?
Well, because we're excited. We feel like saying huzzah and hooray.
Well, why do we feel like saying huzzah and hooray?
Now, would you believe a holiday?
A holiday? Which one?
Oh, Christmas, New Year's, National Snake Loving Day. Oh, Leo, what's the use? Today isn't any of those special days. It isn't even anybody's birthday.
Yeah, you're right. It isn't even... Today is somebody's birthday. Sure it is.
Whose?
Well, I don't know, but there are people being born every day.
There are.
Because their names are in the paper.
Oh, you mean we ought to celebrate somebody's birthday whose name is in the paper?
Why not?
Well, I guess it'd be better than languishing and stupefying boringness, all right.
I'll go home and get the newspaper and bring it back, and we can pick somebody from the list of whoever was born today. I got the part of the paper that I knew had the list of the new babies for the day, and I rushed back through the cardboard box into the wonderful country. And as I got near to where I'd left Seymour, I saw the King's Royal Station Wagon. And there was a long table set up in the grass with a big birthday cake on it. And sitting at the table was King Fatso himself and After the Dragon and Priscilla Pigeon. They wore birthday-type paper hats and they all had noisemakers.
Leo, our brilliant friend!
that's all.
Leo, what a splendid celebration has taken place in your boyish brain to have such a brilliant idea.
Well, thanks, After.
Leo, dear, you've changed the entire mood of the day from yuck to yippee.
Happy birthday!
Leo, I slithered over to the palace while you were gone, and I told the king about the birthday party. And then we got into his station wagon and picked up After and Priscilla.
Let's have the name of the birthday person so we may sing happy birthday with the appropriate appellation inserted in the lyrically.
Well, I don't read too well.
Let me have a look there, Leo. Yeah. Let's see here now. Yeah, the names are in alphabetical order. Here's the first one. Aardvark. Austin and Alice Aardvark are happy to announce the birth of their son, Aaron Aardvark, a brother for Artemis and Nita Arabelle and Anatole.
Happy birthday, Aaron Aardvark.
I propose a toast to Aaron. Has everybody got their Kool-Aid?
Yeah, already.
Right, please raise your paper cups.
Uh-huh.
To Aaron, a brand new person. To whatever he does, says, or thinks, we know he's going to be splendid.
Excuse me, Regal Gorgeousness. What come to think of it? How do we know that?
Well, Leo, how do I know that anyhow?
Gee, I don't really know, Your Royal Wonderfulness. I guess, Seymour, we just hope Aaron will be a nice guy.
But he might turn out to be a rat. Let's face it.
Well, and we can drink to that. Here's to Aaron, who might turn out to be a rat.
You can't propose a toast like that, a birthday toast like that. Who wants to drink to someone who turns out to be a rat?
Look, everybody, Aaron's a brand new baby. Come to think of it, babies can turn out to be anything.
Yes, he might turn out to be a snake exterminator.
Oh.
He might buy a big truck that says snake exterminator on the side, and people might hire him to get rid of snakes that are around their property, not knowing that snakes are necessary to eat things, to preserve the balance of nature. I can see Aaron now with a big gun hunting poor defenseless snakes. I wish Aaron had never been born. I'll never drink a toast to Aaron. Somebody else can have my Kool-Aid.
Boy, Seymour, you're certainly spoiling this birthday party.
I don't know what to do. I'm so depressed, I can't even hear that birthday cake talking to me, asking to be chewed by the royal teeth and digested by the royal stomach.
Aw, look, your powerful potentatedness. Don't let Seymour make you feel that way.
I wish I could explain to Aaron that if he'd leave snakes alone, they'd leave him alone. He might even exterminate our dear pal Seymour, and we would no longer find our royal brains jostled into laughter by his jibes, jokes, fancies, and good nights.
Look, your imperial imperiousness. Aaron could just as easily become a really nice guy. He might grow up to invent something good.
Such as what?
Well, I don't know. What needs to be invented? Can anybody think of what needs to be invented?
How about woggle lumps?
Well, what are woggle lumps, Priscilla?
No, I haven't the slightest idea. It's just a nice sound that sprung to my beak.
Woggle lumps sound fascinating. I think woggle-lumps are little creatures that jump into punctures and bicycle tires so that you never get a flat tire.
That'd be a good invention, all right.
You mean you never even have to have a tire patch after Aaron's invented woggle-lumps?
That's right, Seymour.
Supposing, though, that you're riding your bike along and you get a flat tire and you haven't got your woggle-lumps with you at it.
That's a good question. Then Aaron will invent a woggle-lump whistle.
A whistle?
Say your woggle-lumps have been left home in their bottle in your garage.
Well, they come in bottles?
Why not? 9,000 woggle-lumps to a quart. You carry your woggle-lump whistle around your neck at all times. You blow the whistle, and the woggle-lumps hear it. They cluster together and form a battering ram and blast a hole in the bottle top and fly to wherever the whistling is coming from.
Sounds to me as if the woggle-lumps are living creatures.
Oh, I think they are.
Wait a minute. How can Aaron invent a living creature? I mean, that's silly.
He doesn't exactly invent them. He breeds them.
Oh, you mean he breeds them like some people breed horses or dogs?
That's right. Aaron's the first person to think of breathing a woggle with a lump.
I'll drink to that. Here's to Aaron Aardvark, the inventor. I mean, the breeder, who had the brilliant idea of breeding a woggle with a lump and got woggle-lumps and brought an end to flat bicycle tires.
Here's to Aaron Aardvark.
Here's to Aaron Aardvark.
Of course, that isn't all Aaron might do. Anybody clever enough to bring woggle-lumps to a woggle-lump-starved world would probably do other things, too, you know.
Oh, such as what, your domineering despot?
Well, Aaron might decide to brighten our lives by composing beautiful music.
Oh, yes, we could never have enough beautiful music.
Aaron might write wonderful songs like Happy Tabletop or The Grass is Dancing.
Gee, your kingly radiance. Those sound like interesting songs.
How would they go, your empirical emperorship?
Well, let me think. The crankiness of gryfulness was never known to bees, nor has one ever heard melancholy complaints from fleas. Upon the top of yonder pot one sees a lot of grease, but what care we when we're mostly at ease like bees and fleas? Oh, sing fuddle-dee-dee, bang-bang-ho, crickly-crankly-zap, sing polly-wally-doodle and shorten and bread, and we'll never be in a flap.
That's great, you royal
judge.
Why was that song called Happy Tabletop?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Aaron when he's old enough to talk.
Yeah. How about the other song, Your Regal Regalness?
Oh, yes. What was that called? The Grass is Dancing. Yes, it goes like this. Maid Marian Bluegrass, will you marry me, although I'm only twitch? Maid Marian Bluegrass, I find your sense of humor puts me in a stitch. Maid Marian Bluegrass, shall we dance all night until the moon goes down? Maid Marian Bluegrass, I will hold you tight. I hope they never cut your lawn.
Hey, I like that. Gee, I think Aaron Aardvark's going to be a pretty important guy.
He's going to invent woggle-umps and write funny songs.
Let's just hope that means he won't have any time to think about snake exterminating, eh?
I think now it's time to cut into the birthday cake. You know, I just heard a little yelp from it. It said, oh, kingly chompers, please eat me soon.
Yeah, but first we've got to sing the birthday song.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, subservient subjects, this is your king speaking. We will now sing the happy birthday song to Aaron Aardvark.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Aaron Aardvark. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, one more time now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And so we had a lot of fun celebrating Aaron Aardvark's birthday. We all forgot that the day had started out blah and boring. Just because there was this brand new guy who could grow up to do anything that there is to do in the whole world.
Happy birthday, Aaron Aardvark. Happy birthday to you.
That's another adventure with Leo in the wonderful country. A program made available to this station by the International Service of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for all children and everyone who ever was a child. Our producer is Annette Gibson. Our technical operator is Ross Totten. And our sound effects men were Alex Sheridan and Bill Robinson. Leo is played by Jackie White. And I'm Rod Conybear. I'm here because I write the program and do all the other voices, including Seymour Snake, who now says, don't forget to be by your radio next time we're on. Coil up and enjoy.